Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Wow, 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 wow. In terms of torture, this is something that even Andy, the CIA, and their black sites would have been envious of. Verona, they defeat Roma 3-2. A pathetic display, pathetic refereeing decisions, pathetic coaching from Ivan Juric. It was all pathetic. Now, we'll get to that later, but I don't even know how to find the words to properly encapsulate the entirety of that 90 minutes of absolute crap. Before diving into that pile of whatever, that mess, patreon.com/RomaPress. Thank you to our wonderful patrons who,
please.
I'm sure they
help us. We're
trying to move over to Discord, the group chat now, so you have these segmented chats. So yes. maybe there is a chess or a different
hockey
or a different
hockey.
I know nothing of hockey.
There's a big hockey community in our Patreon group chat.
Okay, well, there we go. You Swedes out there, you will be right at home. Patreon.com/RomaPress, @IsRomaPress. YouTube, like, subscribe. This is torture.
Help us.
This is horrible. Frankly, we all should have shut off the televisions the second Nikola Zaleski delivered that gift. I mean, the waiter coming up to your table and just delivering a meal. There's bad passes, there's mistakes, we can all live with them. Even by his standards, that was shocking.
And mind you, this is Zaleski, who is motivated, who's getting a lot of playing time, who was reinstated into the team, who was coming off international duty and was amped up to prove Roma wrong. Well, this is him supposedly proving us wrong. This is Zaleski at his peak in terms of what he does for Roma, which is absolutely nothing if not downright detrimental.
There is a bit of cognitive dissonance to be that Ivan Juric, if he's not sacked today, I will be absolutely baffled. And I have not tweeted. I have kept my thoughts relatively muffled as to how I really feel, because whether you want to believe it or not, and I'm sure this is not shocking to many, but anytime I tweet something or we write something that is even semi-critical, somebody from the club, they will come and they will make some comments and they will have to weigh in, which that in and of itself reeks of insecurity. But every club does this, whether you want to believe it or not. It's not unique to Roma, but this is something that Dan and Ryan Friedkin have to wear, they have to own, they have to take responsibility for, Andy, this entire thing. I could go down the list of all the individuals, but I think that would really be missing the clear and overarching point, no? I mean, at the end of the day, we are here and going match by match. I don't have that in me. And frankly, again, I think that misses the greater point and the issue at heart here. As much good as Dan and Ryan Friedkin have done for Roma since they have come to the club, this season is theirs that they have to take responsibility for and the decisions they have made. And that is something that they need to learn from, because this is unacceptable by every measure. I understand that the players are the ones who are responsible at the end of the day, but the situation being this bad, being this ugly, being this I mean, had you watched them against a Verona side that is shit. This Verona side is so bad. Yet Roma, I mean, if you are looking for the a confidence boost, Roma are like the girl you find when you are on the rebound. You know, you have a horrible breakup. Well, look who it is coming down here. Here we go. No better way to boost.
They're like the Cleveland Cavaliers of Serie.
Don't go there now, man. 7-0.
Oh, yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. We'll see. No, but it's true. I mean, Roma are, you know, right now are in a place where any team can really measure up to them and get their juices back. You know, yes. I mean, it really took a very sterile Torino to fail and come up short against this Roma side. I think that part of the reason why we were not ecstatic about Thursday night was almost this certainty that perhaps it wasn't a fluke, but it was not a consistent result. It was not a result, this 1-0 victory over Torino, that showed us that there is a way forward. And in fact, a few days later, you have arguably one of your worst performances of the season. Obviously, in a stadium that is always difficult with some horrendous refereeing decisions I'm sure Rocchi will dismiss with one of those very pleasant appearances of his in front of the media, where he will just say, we need to be in line with everybody, we need to be on the same wavelength, some errors were made, blah 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 blah. Point is, yes, that Dan and Ryan Friedkin have done a lot of good, and I still stand by the fact that the way this season was set up correctly, in the sense that you had put your trust in a coach that had come in, done well. Okay, that's, you know, people can question whether De Rossi was the right man for the job or whether he was just the correct interim option. Fine, but the idea was there to invest time in a young coach, to invest in a younger squad, to invest a lot of money in squad, in players that make a difference, because you cannot convince me, John, that this team with Artem Dovbyk, with Paulo Dybala, Enzo Lefebvre, Manu Koné, and on, is worse than Bologna, Lazio, Fiorentina, all teams that are above you in the table and are playing great compared to you. So you cannot, I named three teams like that. You cannot tell me that we have a squad worse than Lazio's. You cannot tell me that we have a squad that is worse than Bologna's. You cannot tell me that we have a squad worse than Fiorentina's. It's the issue, I think, is just that. It's there are inconsistencies and that decision with De Rossi leaving, whether we liked it or not, it was a major eruption that we failed to address properly. And clearly, you know, against my judgment, that I thought Juric could have worked as a short-term solution, because I was sure that he could at least get them up and running, because we saw these same players be just as lethargic with De Rossi in the opening of the season as they've been right now. So, but that was not meant to be. And so we see that despite setting the team up to succeed, unfortunately, the Friedkins made a whole series of decisions that I think also happened behind closed doors, so that we may not know about, that then just basically tore everything apart. And this is where we stand right now, arguably the worst start in years. I think this is the worst start of the season since we've started recording this podcast together. Some of the worst performances that we've seen in recent years. A team that has plenty of attacking potential, but is incapable of taking advantage of those players up front. A team that right now finds itself in the hands of a coach that puts the utmost importance on pressing. And then you have guys like Brian Cristante who cannot contribute to that. You know, Leandro Paredes, same thing.
I was about to say Paredes. It was nice to see again, but, a proof of life appearance.
Yeah, that was but nice it is me. Exactly like, you know, like that's the thing is that we are in no man's land, as in Samuel Dal is not playing, Buba Sangare is not playing, Saud Abdul Hamid is not playing, you know, like we're not even, it's not even about this team taking chances. Mats Hummels is not playing, for crying out loud, you know, it's so we're not taking a chance on Mats Hummels. That's the thing, is we are nowhere to be found. We don't, there is no precise vision here. There is no, oh, we're going to take a chance on this guy. We're going to give this guy some playing time. It's yes, we're just wading through knee deep water in the dark, trying to survive day by day. And that is why on Thursday night, we said, yeah, we get to live another day. In truth, it was 3 days. And here we are, Sunday evening. Roma just lost to a terrible Verona side.
Terrible.
We are 11th in the table. And worst of all, there are no signs that that we could do better. As in, the potential is there on paper. But so far, neither with De Rossi nor with Juric. So mind you, I'm making this, I'm involving De Rossi in this, because neither with him nor with Juric did we see anything that would translate the talent on paper onto something concrete on the pitch.
I couldn't agree with you more. You have to, whether some agree with it or not, just because Juric is doing a very poor job and dying like you, I expected so much more. Just because he's doing poor, that does not subsequently mean that De Rossi is free of blame. I think we can have that would be intellectually dishonest. If we have some people, when Juric is sacked, we have to pretend those first four matches of the season did not exist, where Roma looked like they could have played a match for 900 minutes and they would not have been able to find the back of the net. That was the first four matches, to be fair, were not that different than what we've seen over these recent weeks with Juric. I mean, as far as results and overall play go, you have a sterile, as you said, a sterile attack. You have a defense that is full of individual mistakes at very bad times. You have wing backs that I can't even, maybe on paper we can say they are wing backs, they are full backs, whatever you prefer to call them. They're shit players. This thing with Nicola Zalewski, in my opinion, is almost the perfect metaphor for the season. I am still lost for words of his situation when you go from a guy who is out of the project, just minutes away from being sold, and he puts a stop to the deal, to we freeze him out of the team. So now, not only are we bringing him back into the team, he is going to play a vital role for us within the team. I need somebody to explain this to me like I am 5 years old as to why we chose this path with him and how it makes sense and how it benefits Roma. But Andy, everything today was horrible. It would be disingenuous of me to simply call out Nicola Zalewski. I mean, the midfield is just not there. The only thing that was positive from today was Sule, no? I beyond that, Svilard, he is always, you know, we just assume moving forward, okay, that Svilard is a positive within the match until further notice. That's going to be a new rule here. But beyond Sule, I mean, I'm hard-pressed to think of anybody else doing well. And I just want to lay into Ivan Juric a bit more, because this is a guy who, for all the good he did at Torino, even Verona, Genoa, I think we all agree that this is a guy who was worthy of an opportunity like Roma. Much like before the season started, all of us were feeling good. I like you, agree that the season on match day one started as it should. You had a manager who came back with a full preseason, a transfer market with a new technical director at the helm, working together.
A lot of money that went in, yes. A lot of good talent, Matias Sule, Artem Dovbik, Manu Kone, yes. Names and players who other coaches would have, I mean, they would have crawled on glass to yes. have those three signings.
I completely agree with you. So I do not want this to appear as if this has anything to do with lack of resources, lack of belief, lack of trust, because what Dan and Ryan Friedkin did right thus far, if we want to include the summer into the season, I think nobody could have asked for more in terms of the transfer market, in terms of preparation. For me, it was a 9 of 10. I think I even said that on here before match day one. Or in our transfer judgment podcast, a 9 of 10. On paper, it was about as perfect of a summer as you can get. But since then, it's been a 0 of 10 because everything has been done wrong. I can't exactly pinpoint, or even if there is an exact moment where things just completely gone off the rails. But man, Juric is not even remotely identifiable to me anymore. This is not, yes, we know we like his football to be intense. I would say at heart as well, the guy is a pragmatist. He is not out there experimenting, trying to play some champagne football. You're getting intensity, and it is the same consistent starting 11, going balls to the wall, trying to frustrate the opponent, trying to lull them into a mistake, taking advantage of said mistake. When I see him substitute Dovbik, and you see the reaction of Dovbik, even he himself is saying, thinking, what the f- wait, me? Wait, me, the...
Yeah. Yeah,
the guy responsible for 99.9% of the goals.
Yeah, the leading goal scorer of the team, the guy who levels it today. Yeah.
Yes. Wait, are you sure? Wait, Ivan, me? Mm. Oh, yeah, it is me. Oh, and then Lafay. I mean, Lafay having another good performance, I thought, up until that point.
Well, I think that is more to do with the fact that Lefe is still not in form.
Yeah,
he played on Thursday the full 90 minutes.
Yes, that's... now that I can understand. I can understand that. I can understand that. More so, who he preferred to bring on in the place of these individuals is still confusing to me. Now, Baldanzi, I can understand. Paulo Dybala, duh. Of course, I can understand that. What function does Leandro Paredes serve now to anybody? Not even to Roma. Or I don't think he even serves a purpose to the Argentina national team. This is a guy who is now, as you dubbed it, he's on the Javier Pastore holiday plan. He's no use anymore. He can't even factor into any of your strategy, into your plans, into anything. This guy is done. When you have a guy, speaking of leaving your club, what? I mean, he was speaking of going back to Boca. He gave the first interview like 3 months after he came back to Roma.
Yeah.
That's a red flag, okay?
Yeah.
I cannot understand Ivan Juric, man. The substitutions, the mindset... I mean, Andy, those last 20 minutes, Verona, you think Paolo Zanetti was Guardiola with the way they... I mean, they had Roma pinned back into their own final third for the final 20 minutes of the match. And you have Verona looking as if, like it was like that Europa League match in Germany against Bayer Leverkusen. Like they were just going to go and go and go and go and go and go. And Ivan Juric, he has no counter to this. I mean, Roma are just sitting back. And to be fair, that goal was coming. I was not surprised. I don't know if you were, but I was not even remotely surprised because Roma, for the final 20 minutes, they were stuck deep. There was no way out. Ivan Juric, to me, is like an alien, a foreign creature who I cannot recognize from the days of Torino. I mean, man, I have to tell you, I am devastated because I thought he would work. I thought he would, with his intensity, with the way he can get a lot from a little. I mean, we saw what he did with Torino. You want to talk about the opposite of having important transfer markets. Torino rarely have even remotely important transfer markets. So what he was able to do by squeezing every ounce.
And also, I mean, that was what we, like, that was the natural reaction of us was after De Rossi and that match against Genoa. Remember that match against Genoa sees Roma concede a really stupid goal at the last second on a really stupid situation. The idea that we all seemed to share at that point was we need these guys to wake up. And in that situation, I thought that among all the names that had been listed in those few days, I thought that the name that would probably be get these guys ready, up and running in the shortest amount of time possible was someone like Juric with Serie A experience. But it seems like he is hitting the same brick wall that Daniele De Rossi was hitting that Daniele De Rossi was hitting, mind you, not only in the opening of the season, but also in the last few weeks of last season. So I'm very confused. I'm confused as to what this team is about. I still don't know, because as I said, I fully believe that the quality is there. The quality is there, but we seem to have hit a point where neither De Rossi nor Juric could read this team. Because De Rossi was also making some mistakes, but De Rossi was also making some decisions that were mind-boggling to us. He was persevering with a lot of stuff that just didn't make sense. I mean, Paulo Dybala was completely useless with De Rossi in those opening weeks. Same with Sule. He didn't know where to put him. Despite loving him as a player, he had no idea what to do with him. Now, fast forward with Juric, he's also helpless. He's still unsure of what to do with Paulo Dybala, whether Paulo Dybala should contribute to Roma's defensive move or not, whether Matias Sule has got the goods to be an important piece or not. I mean, ideas all over the place. So that seems to be the running theme so far, is ideas all over the place, not only behind closed doors in the management, but also on the pitch, most importantly on the pitch. And I feel like the scary thing is that these guys are digging this giant hole, and they're digging it deeper and deeper. They're completely fallen out of grace with the fans. The one of the main strong suits that this team had was the ability to rely on a fan base that was ready to motivate them time and time again. And I remember, John, when Mourinho was here and we would have a shit show, the fans would still love the team the next game. Like, and sometimes, yeah, I remember we would be surprised. We would be like, why are they applauding? Why are they, you know, because you've just come away from a terrible loss and there is the full Olympico and everybody seems to be happy and cheerful. And you'd be like, why? What happened? Now it's the opposite. Now this team is just sinking and everyone around it is pouncing on it. So that's the scary part, is I don't know if these guys have the goods. The quality, yes, but do they have the goods to get out of the situation? And if so, when and how, in which circumstances, who do you bring in order to let these guys express themselves and get back into it? Because we are 2.5 months into the season and we are 11th, and the feeling is we have to battle against relegation, which is just so twisted to say, but it's true, and it's something that we're looking at right now. So it has to change as soon as possible, because that's the only way forward. The problem is, again, that I just don't know what the answer is at this moment in time, and I don't know how you find a way to these guys, to these players that were bad with De Rossi and are bad with Juric now? Will they continue to be bad, or will someone finally unlock this team and allow it to at least be better or just as good as Lazio have been with Baroni? Bologna have inconsistently been with Vincenzo Italiano, Fiorentina with Raffaele Palladino. Like, just naming those three teams depresses me, because there is no gap. There is no gulf. There's nothing there that, you know, it's not like we're talking about Atalanta, Inter, Milan, teams that have been working at it for years. We're talking about three teams that also revolutionized this summer, that also changed identity, and yet they're above us and they're having a good time, unlike us.
I've been fidgeting nonstop for the last 5 minutes because I have Sky Sport going on my television in the background, and they just replayed the interview of Juric in the post-match, and I'm trying to compose myself. I mean, quite literally, I want to scream on here, but I'm going to blow out the microphone. This imbecile said it was, he said it was a relatively good appearance. It was a good presentation from Roma. What is he watching? And he keeps citing refereeing mistakes. Man, I don't know what match he was watching. There is a lot of bad in the water in Veneto. So could there have been contaminants that snuck their way into his bottle? Sure. Can we blame it on that? Perhaps. Andy, this is the stuff that terrifies me. I mean, it's terrifying to And I double-checked to make sure. I looked for the printed version of it because I don't have the volume on. I just have the captions, and it is true. He said, we did a lot of good things. We created a lot of scoring chances. Dude, you just lost to Verona. You lost to one of the worst teams in fucking Serie A. A team that had, I think, one victory on the season. None is over Como? We're sitting here and we're referencing refereeing errors. We're citing missed chances. You lost to Verona in Veneto, a team that was shit. You lost 5-1 against Fiorentina. What are we doing here? And he goes on and he says, well, the match against Fiorentina had nothing to do with today. Well, clearly it did, because you were shit against Fiorentina and you were shit today against Verona. So what do you mean it didn't have anything to do with it? You've been shit. You barely beat Torino. I can't. When you get this level of delusion coming from the manager, man, it's terrifying. It is terrifying. What? Just because you created a lot of scoring chances, that doesn't mean you had a good presentation or a good appearance. What is he talking about? Andy, this is... I feel like I'm losing my mind.
I think these are the statements that are made by someone who is afraid of his fate, who knows he's come up short in this big opportunity, as he said it himself in his first press conference, the biggest opportunity of his career. He knows he's failed. Listen, this is a manager who, you know, who went on and had a big exchange with the players after Fiorentina. You know, despite putting on this very, you know, very calm appearance in his post-match, there's definitely stuff happening. And I also think that there's been definitely stuff happening inside the locker room. Like, even watching that pre-match press conference ahead of the game against Torino, where he discussed at length what went on after Fiorentina, you could feel that this is a manager who is on the brink of failing, because you could feel that there is a clear divide between him and the players, and both him and the players need to take responsibility. The players, because their excuse seems to have been all this time the fact that Daniele De Rossi was dismissed. There's just been so much talk about that, so much emphasis on the fact that someone like Lorenzo Pellegrini was so sad after Daniele De Rossi left. He could not play well because of that, you know, and all that crap about the team being with De Rossi and having a hard time and being sad about it. Oh my God. You know, like this is, man.
Well, something's about to happen because Beppe Rizzo just returned the responded well, to me because, for the first time in above.
But because Beppe Rizzo is in Verona right now. Beppe Rizzo has been following this team like a vulture. And obviously, we have to mention to the listeners that Beppe Rizzo is the agent of Ivan Juric. So there it is. He's been following the team, I assume, because he's been locked in conversations with the club, knowing that his client is on the verge of being sacked. So it's tough times, not only for us, but you know, I never want to see people fail. I know people get out a kick out of it, but I don't want to see Juric fail. I don't want to see Dovbyk unhappy. I don't want to see Pellegrini being completely useless. I don't enjoy that. I want to see my team win. I want to see my team play well. I want to see a manager come in and impose himself and find a way to get these guys going, because what we've seen, not only this season, but I would dare to say, except for that Bayer Leverkusen match, in the last 7 months, there hasn't been a single positive thing about what Roma have given us so far.
Oh my gosh. This feels like I've entered an alternate universe. I knew something was wrong when my phone started vibrating as we were recording, and I see it highlight the name of Beppe Rizzo. So something is going to happen. He's going to be gone. He is going to be gone. Everybody is saying, I mean, are we so sick where we have to
eat? Are you sure? Are you sure? Because you said that last time. You said something's going to happen.
I think this, I won't say biding their time, but it gets to a point where you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then finally, you know.
And then what? And then John will have that ritual of everybody getting excited over a new name, everybody tweeting their preferred candidate, and then once the new candidate is selected, there everybody will again be unhappy that the new candidate is selected. So I already know how this is gonna play out. I already know that now there's gonna be a frenzy. People will be checking constantly the news on what happens, who's in the running for this position, and blah blah blah. Is Daniele De Rossi coming back? Whatever. And then once anybody, doesn't matter if it's Claudio Ranieri or Daniele De Rossi or, you know, or Iachini, for whatever I care, everybody will be unhappy, because that's the way we are. The crucial thing is that I said after De Rossi was sacked is that this team performs. That's all that matters. Like, I could care less if it's Beppe Iachini on the bench or Massimiliano Allegri or Roberto Mancini or whoever. I don't care about names. That's why when you
Ivan Juric just said Ranieri, so remove sharp objects from the room you're recording in now.
Of course, man. That's always going to be like that. Like, there's always going to be these things. But I do think that that right now, what Roma are looking at is not a matter of names. Right now, Roma are in need of a firecracker. They're in need of a wake-up, because this is...
Somebody who can perform voodoo or something. I mean, man, they are...
This is dangerous territory, so it yes. doesn't matter who comes in. That's the thing about Juric. Okay, Juric failed, but it doesn't matter who comes in. What matters is that the team starts to perform, just out of dignity, because this is unsustainable, and this is starting to get dangerous, you know, akin to the 2004-2005 season.
Oh, well, dangerous for everybody, you know. I mean I look at the calendar and the prospect. It's the 3rd of November, man. I mean, this is, I joke in a way, but
Can you tell me when is the next international break? Does the Roma Press staff have the next international
break? Hold on, because international breaks 2000. You know, it is so funny you say this because
I wouldn't be surprised if the Friedkins were biding their time for that to happen, because right now we have a really close lineup of games
in 1 week.
Okay, there you go.
11 November to 19.
There you go. Those are important dates, because I do think that the difficulty also in having Juric come in is he came in when Roma were on a really challenging run of games. And the easiest, of course. But I think that's even makes it even trickier, because you don't really know who you are. You are supposed to be better than all these teams that you faced, with the exception of Inter and Juve. Still, I stand by my point. I don't think Fiorentina with Paladino are anything special, but you are always meant to win these games. That was the expectation. But this team never took the time to really figure out what do they want to do in the pitch. And that started with Daniele De Rossi trying things out in preseason and then going a completely different route in the opening weeks of the season, to then abandon all of that and have Ivan Juric come in, completely dismantle, reshape, and change the philosophy of the team for worse. So you went from bad to worse. There has never been this season the feeling of, oh, it's going to be okay. Never. Not on match day one, not on match day two, and not on match day 11 or whatever we are. So that's the thing, is I want to believe that things will turn out okay, but this team hasn't given me a single reason to believe that way. And that is not on Ivan Juric. That is not on Daniele De Rossi. It is on all of the mistakes that led up to certain situations, which Roma have not been able to get out of.
And Roma just did the final drop kick for me, because when I messaged to the communications about the situation of Juric, they said, we will make the reflections into the night, which means,
of course,
you can go fuck yourself. You're not going to sleep tonight now, you prick. So after that shit performance, shit result, we're going to add the cherry atop the sundae. We're going to deprive you of sleep, because that's always what it means.
And then Monday morning, we'll welcome you with a wonderful statement, club statement, you know, that wonderful logo of Roma. Club statement, we want to thank Ivan Juric, blah, blah, blah. And then we'll have the nice theme park ritual of Gianluca Di Marzio and everybody else. Now 70% Daniele Claudio Ranieri, 30% Roberto Mancini, you know, all that crap. And people will get excited about it. And then finally a decision will be made, and here we go.
This sucks. I don't know what else to say beyond that. I can't.
No, but you know, like I admire people. I admire people who find the energy to react after these games. You know, people who go on. There are these YouTubers, you know, who you know, throw desks, throw chairs. You know,
aspettando il tattico, my man.
Everybody, no, but you know, like everybody.
Speak English, you can come on here, man.
Everybody does it. And I really admire that, because I just, you know, when I have an evening like this, why would I want to make it worse for myself? You know, this is bad enough. Roma are horrible right now. Why make a Sunday evening even worse than that? You know, so here's to hoping that Ivan Juric leaves for the sake of the team, for the sake of himself. And here's to hoping that we can all get once again behind the team, but more importantly, that the team figures out a way to respond to this pressure. Because it's not even about playing with ideas and being creative and scoring or whatever. It's about having the semblance of a team. We haven't seen an ounce of group work. in this team. You know, remember when De Rossi came in last season, you felt not only like the team was revived on a tactical level after the zero that we had seen, the big fat zero that we had seen in the final months of Jose Mourinho, but we also felt like the team was back to being a team again. Like these guys seem to finally know each other. And right now we're once again playing with complete strangers, and that has to change, because if that doesn't change, then you just cannot hope for a turnaround. The team has to be a team in order to succeed.
That is where we will end it. Buckle up, everyone. If you didn't already have the seatbelt on, put it on now, because we have started to warm the automobiles to begin the death march. So you need to get ready now. Third manager we are about to go on, and it is not even the holidays yet. That speaks for itself. This sucks. Thanks for listening. Who knows when you'll do it. We'll do some sort of live stream when we have
to. If something happens,
when the new manager gets named and we have to pretend, you know, oh yeah, here we go.
If something happens, I'll be on it.
Roberto Mancini, and then we can take all of the people complaining about, oh my gosh, how could they appoint a Laziale? That's about problem number 95 that you should have with the team at this present moment. All right, everyone, until next time. Ciao.